Yeah, I came back from school and the band went on until we played in New York at Hurrah. We opened for we had a couple of nights there. I can't remember the one of the bands I know that we opened for was Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And we broke up soon after that, which was unfortunate and ironic, but it was like the growth of the band was hard to sustain and revealed some of the tensions in the band. But that would have been, I think, around 1980. So there were other things happening in Detroit musically. So I kind of gravitated to another band called Retro. And Gerald, I think, kind of discontinued the band for a couple of years and tried to put a new band together called Breakfast, which was, I thought, very good, very interesting. And he's always been such a great songwriter. There's some music from that group, Breakfast, floating around somewhere. But anyway, that didn't last too long. And then he invited me to come back to play with the Algebra Mothers. But by that time, I had, this would have been like 82 or 3, and I had moved to West Virginia temporarily to help one of my sisters with the restaurant that she was opening. So I wasn't really available. So he reformed the Algebra Mothers with kind of an all male cast or all male support members. And so that lasted about maybe a year or two from 80, maybe 82 to 84. And then that, so there's some footage, some video of that. And actually there's some video, I think Third Man has put out of the one of our first shows at Bookies too. So if you go to the Third Man website, I think there is some Algebra Mothers video. And anyway, so yeah, there's also footage of the last version of the band, the Algebra Mothers, with Larry, Pete, and Gerald and Dan.